Pigeon, Rick speaking.
Hey, Rick. Is Lynn around by chance?
Yeah, can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Kyle over here with Cardiff.
What company again?
Cardiff, like Cardiff Wells.
Hang on 1 second. I'll see if he's available.
Thank you.
Hello, Glover Precision, it's Len.
Hey, Len. Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good.
Hey, that's good. Just wanted to follow up with you real quick. Sent out a finance offer your way a couple weeks back. Looks like it's based off some work you did over there at Stearns Bank a couple of years ago.
Right.
Sound familiar?
Yep.
Yeah, well, based off that relationship you had with them, we had you pre-approved for some equipment and capital. You just wanted to see how business was going for you this summer.
Yeah, it's been good, but right now we're not looking at any. We've made a couple of capital equipment improvements, and I don't think we have anything planned for the rest of the year.
Okay. Would you do on equipment side there? Brought a couple new machines over there? Or?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah? All righty. So how many are you up to total now?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, wow. So you guys are pretty full service over there, it sounds like.
Yeah. All
right. That's good. So you've been...
Maybe next year about this time might be a good time.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Is there an email I can shoot you over my info in case something pops up in the meantime?
Sure. Lynn, LYNN, at GPIAZ.com.
GPIAZ.com. All righty. So, sounds like sales have been increasing then if you're bringing on some new machines. Okay. You doing any, do you know what you're tracking for this year by chance? You don't mind me asking?
As far as what?
Like total sales?
You know what, I probably wouldn't feel comfortable just shooting that out to anybody.
Oh, okay. No worries. I understand that completely. Are you doing anything different from last year to hopefully have an increase?
I think we're plus probably 15 to 20.
Okay. Nice. Wow, that's pretty good then, it sounds like.
Funny, because when we first started, we were doubling every year.
Really?
It seems to be more of a struggle nowadays.
Yeah, that's a couple of my clients. I specialize over here in machine shops, so it does seem like that is it's been a slower trend, but I've noticed the last couple of years have kind of been upwards, which is pretty nice there. Sounds like you're the same way too, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So how many machines did you first start off with then?
One.
Just one. Okay, that's awesome. And how long ago is that?
11 years.
11 years. Well, that's awesome. So did you start it from the ground up yourself? Or?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Oh, that's awesome there. So do you normally have a specific bank you go through when you do finance or bring on some equipment?
You know what? We have a specific guy we normally use, but he does like Stearns Bank.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Understand that. You looking to grow it all in the rest of the year, maybe next year, you said?
Year, we're trying to just pay off some of this stuff and move on to next year, so that's probably where we're at.
Oh, that's great to hear. Have you had a pretty good return on those pieces of machines you brought on?
Yeah.
Yeah? What is that normally, your ROI on those things?
Well, the one machine almost paid for itself the first time we used it.
Oh, wow. Well, that's
we
a...
did it pretty badly. It was a big job. It was a big job, so... And then we have... another one was an inspection tool, so...
Okay.
It's made life just easier for our inspection department, but other than that, it's been pretty good.
So is that an inspection after a piece is built from the machines to kind of test the quality?
Right.
Yeah? Okay. And then what project were you working on that big machine that almost paid for itself in?
It was just a wire EDM job that we normally send. We normally, prior to that, send our jobs out for wire EDM, but this one was really big, and the wire EDM part of it was going to be literally the value of a machine.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like it ended up being that way, too. So was that the first time that you guys actually did the wire EDM there, or have you guys messed around with it before?
I've ran wires many years.
Oh, okay. Nice. So you kind of sounds like beginning of next year, is there usually a specific time when you do evaluate or look to bring on, or is that kind of just as needed?
kind of an ongoing thing, but we'll probably be looking at it by February or March of next year.
February, March next year. Okay, and are you pleased with everything you said your banker is doing with you right now? Kind of.
Yeah, so far it's not been bad.
So far, not too bad. Well, it's good to hear. Well, I got your email here. I'll shoot you over a quick note with my info in there, and if something does pop up, go ahead and shoot me a call. If not, I'll touch up maybe once a quarter, see how things are going over there.
Sounds like a plan. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Len. You have a good one. Good talking to you. Bye-bye.